Happy greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. The annual North Pole Halloween party was held last night at the North Pole Event Center, and it proved to be an enthusiastic event enjoyed by all. Here to report on that event is our Eye in the Sky reporter and the International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what's your take on the party this year?
Frank, my take is that it was a really necessary event that allowed a lot of elves to blow off some steam and let their hair down and just enjoy themselves before we really get down to the nitty-gritty of getting Santa around the world in just a few weeks.
Has it been a tough year at the North Pole, Crash?
No, it really hasn't, Frank. At least not as tough a year as it's been for the rest of the world. But when Santa's gone for long periods of time, it's kind of hard on the elves. Santa just has a way of seeing things and saying things that make everyone feel right, Frank. And without him here, well, it's a little stressful for some of the elves. So having Santa there last night made everyone feel better, and I think that made for a better party.
Can you tell us about your costume, Crash?
Well, I can, but I don't want to. I had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction, Frank. It was embarrassing. I was dressed as a robot with all kinds of AI technology that would give people their fortunes if they pushed the buttons on my chest just right. It would have been really cool, but I walked to the party and it's 4 degrees outside. My batteries died on the way. I looked like a relic of technology past instead of cutting edge, Frank. And I was just about teased out of the building.
Sorry to hear that, Crash, but maybe you can get some fresh batteries for next year's party. From the North Pole, where we're all lit up, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.